We're joined now by NPR News analyst Juan Williams with his insights on last night's debate. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And first, how do you think they did?
Well, you know, you got to think of it in terms of the audience. Who's open to being persuaded here, Scott? And you really aren't talking to the base of either party. What you're talking to are swing voters, people in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, in the Midwest, or out in Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, who have yet to make up their mind. And overwhelmingly, what we know is those are white suburban women in those key swing states. And so McCain wanted to come off as not angry, as bipartisan. He starts out talking about Teddy Kennedy's health. And Obama wanted to come off as crisp and knowing what he was doing and appearing competent and presidential. And in that sense, I think they both did very well. CNN had a poll done of people who were watching debate, found that men thought McCain won about 46-43. But Obama did very well among women, winning 59-31. So ultimately, two-thirds said both of these men could handle the job of being president. And that's very important for Barack Obama not to appear as a risky choice for any independent-minded voter.
Mm-hmm. Clive Crook of the Financial Times was on a few minutes ago and pointed to the fact that neither of the candidates could really pin down as to what sacrifices they might make in their campaign promises of having to confront a $700 billion $700 billion rescue plan that might pass or at least be agreed to this weekend. At the same time, if you set that aside, there was an awful lot of substance here, it seems to me.
Yeah, I thought it was a very strong debate, pointed debate. And as you say, the substance allowed you to have a strong sense of contrast between the two. So if you're trying to make up your mind, again, if you're open to being persuaded, you could say, oh, I agree with this candidate or I agree with that one. You saw McCain saying he is able to go about reform in terms of cutting the size of a budget. And you saw that he's talking a lot about earmarks. Then you hear Obama come back and he says, wait a second, you know, the earmarks are only about $18 billion. What about the $800 billion you're talking in terms of making the Bush tax cuts permanent? And I think one of the reasons Obama may have done well with the women voters was he focused so much on trying to help the middle class, talking about issues like wages, high unemployment, making sure your kids can afford to go to college. I think those issues stuck well with the women who were listening.
We've been so accustomed in recent campaigns to the candidates preparing themselves almost like the period before a heavyweight fight, which in fact, I think it is. But you read about them being closeted with advisors, you know, I'm sure getting the occasional shoulder rub, too. But neither candidate could have had the time for that kind of preparation last night.
Oh, well, you know what? They made it. I mean, McCain, for all the delay, McCain had sessions at his house in Virginia. Then he had sessions also when he was on his way to Mississippi on the plane. Rob Portman, the former OMB director, former congressman from Ohio, was playing Obama. For Obama, Greg Craig, who was a former President Clinton lawyer, was playing McCain. And again, the key question, I must tell you, that both sides were concerned about was this issue of whether or not McCain would hit heavy on whether or not Obama would meet with America's enemies. So that was what Obama was preparing for, and that's what McCain was preparing to hit hard on. And as you pointed out, I think you played earlier where McCain comes back and says, oh, please, about meeting with Ahmadinejad. And Obama was trying to steer it away and say, it's really about preconditions. It's about sitting down. It's about Kissinger and all the things that you just fact-checked.
If you score this more or less a draw, the subsequent debates and the vice presidential debates become even more important?
Well, I think, you know, the first debate is the most important debate by far. After that, you're playing catch-up where you're trying to correct misimpressions. Joe Biden debate is going to be very important, especially after Palin's tough going this week with Katie Couric in that interview.
And NPR's Juan Williams, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.